Go ahead anytime you're ready.
Hello, I'm Bob Nation, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried, he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Thank God. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, send me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives. Good Lord. Recover with sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. The word is nigh thee, even in my heart and in my mouth. This is the word of faith, which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man, believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to welcome all of you to this audio being made in my office, in my home in Plano, Texas. I'm going to be sharing with you about some of a tour of my tour of duty in the U.S. Navy dating from 1952 through 1955. I joined the U.S. Navy, Joplin, Missouri, in 1952 and went to basic training in San Diego, California, arriving there February the 1st. Thank God. Graduated from basic training, went to hospital corps school for 20 weeks at Balboa Naval Hospital in San Diego. After 20 weeks, I went to Oakland Naval Hospital, Oakland, California. Spent 7 months on neurosurgery ward, where I cared primarily for paralyzed patients. I was senior corpsman on that ward for a period of almost 7 months. After that, I worked in the baggage room at the hospital, inventorying personal effects of patients. In October 53, I was shipped to Yokosuka Naval Hospital, Japan, And there I resided for 27 months. I was senior corpsman on all emergency services for that period of 27 months. I worked in the Captain Marshall Cone's office, Chief Medical Officer for East Command, and along with Harry N. McCarty, Chief Petty Officer, a great friend, Dr. Cone, Captain Cone, great friend of mine. In the 1954, I decided to bring my wife, Patty, and daughter, Kathy, to Japan. I had to live in Kamakura, Japanese housing. Amen. This is a war. It's not fun, but I will not bow. Get that straight. Amen. So they arrived in Japan on May 1st, 1954. God, these years run together. To make a phone call from Japan at that time cost $50 for 3 minutes. And since I was not just bountifully given money, I couldn't talk much. So I set up all regulations, all necessary requirements to bring Patty and Kathy to Japan. And I called Pat and I told her exactly what I was going to do. So I said, got a piece of paper, write all this down, give it to my dad, and don't make any mistakes. That's the way I was. She didn't ask any questions. I told her what I wanted her to do, and we didn't have much time to get it done. So I told her all the requirements, and she said, fine. And she was to board American Airlines and on a DC-8 prop plane and fly from the U.S. to Haneda International Airport in Tokyo, Japan. And her and Kathy arrived there May Day, 1954. Amen. I picked them up and at the airport in military vehicles and drove back to the commissary. The commissary, I went in to buy groceries for us. Pat and Kathy are not 7 months old yet, were with me. So we go to the commissary and we get our basket, we fill it with groceries, we go up to check out, and they check me out, and I said, and I paid them, and they said, whoa. They called military officers, military police over to talk to me. Where'd you get this money? I said, well, I got it from the Navy. Where do you think I got it? Well, where you been? So I told them. And they said, did you know at 2 a.m. this morning we changed military payment certificate and you have that which is no longer any good? I said, well, what am I to do? I've got my wife, daughter here, and I've got a house in Kamakura, and I explained to them. And so they, you know, they got all their little petty stuff that they had to do to find out that I was legitimate, and they issued me new called MPC. Was I happy? Yes. Was it a shaking experience? Not much for me, but it was for my wife. Kathy, she didn't know what was going on. So, got the groceries, went to Kamakura, where I'd leased an apartment. And it was really nice. Second story, tatami mats, rice paper doors, glass windows, amazing, in a 5-acre compound. And everybody lived there were Japanese, except one Japanese businessman named Shiro, and his wife was Erna, and she was from Switzerland, white, and she talked English. Shiro, he didn't do well, but he worked in Tokyo. On Monday morning, I went to work at the dispensary services, but it was in my office with the captain, Captain Cohn's office. Monday night, I go home, 5 p.m., on a train, going out to Kamakura, and Japanese trains were on time, always. Come back Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, go home. Wednesday night, morning, come back. Wednesday night, go home. Thursday morning, come back. Thursday night, go home. Friday morning, come back and stay. Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, I go home. If you can follow that, good. If you can't, I was home half the time every other night, every other week, and I worked the rest of the time. Stayed on the base. Pat and Kathy used to ride the bus in to the base and see me. Now, is that clear? So, we lived there during that period of time, and we'd write a letter back to the States. I would, and I've never been one that liked to. Well, I've always been one that was a simple speaker. I didn't have time to pump you up to get what I wanted. I'd tell you what I wanted, and I expected it to be done. Thank God. Amen. I was a third-class petty officer when I arrived in Japan, and sometime that was 54, and in early 55, February, I think it was, perhaps somewhere in there, I went to second class, E5. But there's a post of my salary, what I made, going to be put up by Kathy D. I'm telling you all of this because some of you would have no clue how I had to live in the military. No clue. You didn't have time to ask questions, get somebody to change their mind. It was set out, be quiet, do what I tell you, and ask no questions. And that's what I did. And Patty and Kathy came there. In August 1st of 55, we moved on the base. We had base housing. That was nice. Much different. Much different. I'm doing all of this to let some of you know that your apostle and prophet has had military training, and he doesn't have time to negotiate with you on what color you might want to wear this week. I'm trying to convey to you people that walk with me that in the military, you don't play around. You don't change anybody's schedule. I want to encourage you to know this. You cannot change God's schedule. God has a plan, a purpose, and he is going to carry it out. You need to learn to walk with me as I walk following Jesus. And stop your doing what you want to do, what you think you should do, and laughing at God. It's incredible to have the job I have. I'm an easygoing, laid-back person. I have no desire to hurt anybody's feelings. Neither do I have any desire to bow my knee to the ways of the flesh and disobey my Father, Jehovah. So I want to put this down. I think I've got the basics down. The pay will be posted by Kathy D. I love you. And I think I've said enough to now. Probably said enough to rattle every one of you. But remember, I serve Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and not anybody in the flesh. God bless you. Doyle Davidson, good night from Plano, Texas, in his office. Man.